Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NHPC Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q2 FY24 conference call of NHPC. So I take this opportunity to welcome the management of NHPC, represented by Mr. Y.K. Choudhary, sir. He's the Director Technical. Mr. R.P. Goyal, sir, Director Finance. We will begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by Q&A session. I will now hand over the call to management for opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Just one correction. Mr. Y.K. Choudhary has retired in May 2023, and Mr. R.P. Goyal has joined as Director Technical in his place. So this is a small correction from outside.
Yeah, sorry, sorry from my side.
Good afternoon, friends. The NHPC board has adopted half-yearly financial results for the period ended 30th September 2023 in its meeting held on 6th November 2023, and the same has already been communicated to exchanges. By now, I hope you all would have gotten a chance to go through the quarterly and half-yearly set of numbers. The detailed number analysis of financial results for the company is as follows. During the half-year FY24, our power stations have achieved generation of 16,797 million units as against 18,303 million units generated in the corresponding period of the previous year, which is lower by about 8%, that is 1,506 million units. This is mainly due to lower water availability and intense rain and flood in some parts of Himachal Pradesh in August 2023, which has impacted the generation in the region, especially the outage of all units of Paradip 3 power stations. During the second quarter FY24, our power stations have achieved generation of 9,010 million units as against 10,138 million units generated in the corresponding period of the previous year, which is lower by about 11% or 1,128 million units due to reasons that I have just shared with you. Paradip 3 power station is now fully operational. However, you may be aware that on the night intervening 3rd and 4th October 2023, our power stations projects in the Teesta Basin were unfortunately hit by unprecedented flash floods in North Sikkim. As such, our 510-MW Teesta 5 power station and 500-MW Teesta 6 HE project, which is under construction, have suffered damages. This has impacted TLDP 3 and TLDP 4 power stations also, leading to forced outages. We have made every effort possible to restore these projects. TLDP 4 has already been made operational, and TLDP 3 is likely to be restored very shortly. Restoration of Teesta 5 power station is being planned in the shortest possible time, which may be completed in around one-year period. However, the assets and business interruption loss of power stations are fully insured under mega insurance policy, which has been taken from New India Assurance Company. As such, financial implication of this calamity on NHPC would not be much. PF for half-year FY24 stands at 91.93%, corresponding previous period of 99.23%, which is about 7% lower. This is mainly due to lower water availability and outage of some of power systems like Paradip 3, Kishanganga, and Chamarat 2. Our PF for second quarter FY24 stands at 89.78%, against the corresponding previous period PF of 99.87%, which is about 10% lower on account of some reasons. For half-year FY24, the company has and revenue from operations of rupees 5056 crore as against 5327 crore in the corresponding previous period, which is about 5% lower by 271 crore. The decrease in revenue is mainly due to lower generation. During Q2 FY24, company has earned revenue from operations of rupees 2485 crore as against 2836 crore in the corresponding previous period, which is about 12% lower or by rupees 351 crore. The decrease in revenue is again mainly due to lower generation. Other income for half year FY24 is of the order of 408 crore in comparison to 332 crore during the corresponding previous period, which is about 23% higher or by rupees 76 crore. This is mainly due to increase in dividend income by rupees 37 crore and increase in realization of business interruption loss against insurance claim of Seva 2 by rupees 34 crore. Other income for Q2 FY24 is of the order of 129 crore in comparison to rupees 115 crore during the corresponding previous period, which is about 12% higher or rupees 14 crore. This is also mainly due to increase in dividend income by rupees 9 crore. During half year FY24, the generation expenses have gone up from rupees 637 crore to 915 crore, means by rupees 278 crore, which is mainly due to applicability of water cess in Uttarakhand, Sikkim and Himachal Pradesh. However, this has no impact on profitability of the company as this is a pass-through item from our end. During Q2 FY24, the generation expenses have gone up from rupees 367 crore to rupees 397 crore, means by rupees 30 crore, which is again mainly due to applicability of water cess in Uttarakhand, Sikkim and Himachal Pradesh. During half year FY24, the employee cost has gone up from rupees 598 crore to rupees 619 crore, means by rupees 20 crore. The increase is mainly due to increase on account of increment, promotion, etc. by rupees 30 crore, which is partly offset by decrease in expenditure on account of supervision of employees. During Q2 FY24, the employee cost has gone up from rupees 291 crore to rupees 321 crore, means by rupees 30 crore, which is mainly on account of increment, promotion, etc. During half year FY24, there has been decrease in the finance cost from rupees 244 crore to rupees 229 crore, means by rupees 15 crore, which is mainly due to change in rate of interest. During Q2 FY24, there has been increase in the finance cost from rupees 107 crore to 115 crore, means by rupees 8 crore, due to higher interest on short-term loan. During half year FY24, the depreciation and amortization expenses have come down from rupees 571 crore to 553 crore, means by rupees 18 crore, which is mainly due to completion of 12 years of life of Seva 2 power station in FY22-23. During Q2 FY24, the depreciation and amortization expenses have come down from rupees 284 crore to rupees 277 crore, means by rupees 7 crore, which is again mainly due to completion of 12 years of life of Seva 2 power station in FY22-23. During half year FY24, other expenses have come down from rupees 858 crore to rupees 725 crore, means by rupees 133 crore. This is mainly due to impairment of investment of rupees 106 crore in respect of local downstream hydroelectric power corporation, a subsidiary company, during corresponding previous period. Other CSR expenses have also decreased by rupees 39 crore. During Q2 FY24, other expenses have gone up from rupees 352 crore to 355 crore, showing marginal increase. During half year FY24, MAT credit of rupees 529 crore has been recognized and MAT credit of rupees 175 crore has been utilized during the period. This has resulted in a positive impact of rupees 354 crore on the PAT of the company. During Q2 FY24, MAT credit of rupees 519 crore has been recognized and MAT credit of rupees 77 crore has been utilized during the period. This has resulted in a positive impact of rupees 442 crore on the PAT of the company. During half year FY24, we have earned PAT of rupees 2,500 crore as against rupees 2,483 crore of corresponding previous period, which is up by rupees 17 crore or 1% approximately. And the reasons for decrease increase in the line items we have just discussed. During Q2 FY24, we have earned PAT of rupees 1,447 crore as against 1,433 crore of corresponding previous period, which is up by rupees 14 crore. And the reasons for decrease and increase we have just discussed. During half year FY24, the incentive position is as under. We have earned secondary energy to the tune of rupees 6 crore. PF based incentive is zero against 353 crore in the corresponding half year. Deviation charge is 20 crore as against 119 crore in the corresponding previous period. So total of three incentives during current half year is 27 crore as against 472 crore in the corresponding previous half year. During Q2 FY24, the incentive position is as under. We have earned secondary energy of 6 crore as against 0 in corresponding previous period. And PF is in current quarter is 0 against 181 crore. And deviation charge is 10 crore against 47 crore in the corresponding previous quarter. So total of three incentives is 16 crore as against 228 crore in corresponding previous period. The PF incentive for the quarter and half year is nil due to change in methodology for recognizing incentive income. The PF incentive shall be recognized once the capacity charges of a particular power station is fully recovered. So it will be back-ended. CapEx of Rs. 4,095 crore has been incurred during half year 24 against the target CapEx of 2,646 crore for FY23 on consolidated basis. Other major highlights of the company are as under. On realization front, NHPC has received rupees 5,065 crore from the beneficiaries against sale of power during half year FY24 as compared to 3,800 crore in the corresponding period of previous year. Trade receivables as on 30th September 23 stands at rupees 5,970 crore as against 5,854 crore as on 30th September 22. This includes rupees 2,685 crore as unbilled debtors as on 30th September 23 as against 2,751 crore as on 30th September 22. The net receivables out of total reported trade receivables as on 30th September 23 are as under. Total reported trade receivables are 5,970 crore. Out of that, unbilled debtors is 2,685 crore. So, billed receivables are 3,285 crore. The breakup of bills receivable is as under. Debtors for bill discounting is 965 crore, for which we have already received the cash. But due to accounting compulsion, it will be reversed in the coming period on repayment of the installment by the DISCOMs. So it is coming as outstanding as on date. Debtors dues converted to installments under SAT late payment surcharge rules. It is 1,132 crore. This amount is being realized in installments as per the Ministry of Power order. And so net amount due is only 1,188 crore, and out of that dues more than 45 days only 367 crore. So unbilled debtors mainly include impact of AFC billed as against AFC claimed as per regulation 2019-24, including security expenses of rupees 1,314 crore, unbilled sale for the month of September of rupees 744 crore and water usage charge of rupees 469 crore. So all these three items will be billed in the coming period. Net trade receivables as on 5th November 23 stands at rupees 1,124 crore which includes more than 45 days dues of rupees 142 crore only. On physical front, as we have been sharing that the active construction work at Subansiri Lower Project site is going on in full swing, I am very hopeful that we can commission 2 units of the project in 4th quarter of current financial year, and remaining 6 units are expected to be commissioned 1 by 1 by May 25. The estimated cost of the project is rupees 21,248 crore, out of which we have already incurred rupees 19,459 crore till September 23. The estimated levelized tariff based on the anticipated cost is rupees 5.6 rupees per unit. In respect of Part 2 HC project, we have achieved a major milestone towards full commissioning by the daylighting of 31.5 km long headrest tunnel of the project. We are trying our best to complete the project by September 24. The anticipated cost of the project is 11,063 crore, out of which we have already incurred rupees 10,686 crore till September 23. The estimated levelized tariff of this project will be around 6.09 rupees per unit. In respect of Dibang multi-purpose project, Lot 1, Lot 2, Lot 4 and Lot 6 packages have already been awarded to different contractors, and construction work of package for design engineering and infrastructure work, construction of HRT and works have already been awarded. The balance package which are yet to be awarded are relating to civil work of dam and 3 packages of hydromechanical works. These packages will also be awarded in current financial year itself. The estimated cost of the project is rupees 31,876 crore, which includes grant of rupees 6,735 crore from Government of India for flood moderation and enabling infrastructure works, out of which we have already incurred 2,268 crore till September 23. Further, estimated levelized tariff of the project is rupees 4.46 per unit, and the scheduled completion of the project is per unit 32. In respect of Lenco Tista Hydro Power Limited, consisting Tista 6 project of 500 MW, work was progressing well at site. However, due to flash flood in the region on 4th October 23, the work was affected to some extent. However, all assets and works of the project are insured under construction of this policy. The estimated cost of the project is rupees 5,748 crore, out of which we have already incurred expenditure of rupees 2,974 crore till September 23. Estimated levelized tariff of the project is rupees 4.07 per unit, and expected commissioning schedule of the project is August 26. Further, we are in the process of merger of Lenco Tista Hydro Power Limited with NHPC, and second motion application has already been filed with MCA. Jal Power Corporation Limited, consisting of Rangit 4 project of 120 MW, is also progressing well. The estimated cost of the project is 938 crore, out of which we have already incurred expenditure of rupees 792 crore till September 23, and estimated levelized tariff of the project is 4.37 per unit. Further, we are in the process of merger of this company also with the NHPC. The project is expected to be completed by August 24. In respect of Gatule project, UT of J&K of 50 MW capacity, the work is going very well at the project site. The estimated cost of the project is 5,282 crore, and we have incurred expenditure of rupees 431 crore till September 23. Estimated levelized tariff of the project is rupees 3.92 per unit, and the project is expected to be completed by May 26. Presently, NHPC through its subsidiary company, that is CVPPL, is executing 3 projects in Chenab Basin of UT of J&K. Construction work at Pakkaldur 1000 MW project is progressing very well. The estimated cost of the project is rupees 8,112 crore, out of which we have incurred expenditure of 3,410 crore till September 23. Estimated levelized tariff of the project is Rs. 4.28 per unit, and the project is expected to be completed by September 26. In respect of Kiru HC project 624 megawatt, we have incurred expenditure of Rs. 1,314 crore till September 23, out of estimated cost of Rs. 4,288 crore. Estimated levelized tariff of the project is Rs. 4.64 per unit, and estimated completion of the project is March 26. In respect of Kwar hydroelectric project of 540 megawatt capacity, the work is progressing very well at site. The estimated cost of the project is 4,526 crore, out of which we have incurred expenditure of Rs. 497 crore till September 23. Estimated levelized tariff of the project is Rs. 4.44 per unit, and the project is likely to be completed by November 26. Apart from above under construction projects, NHC is also working on some projects such as Tista 4, 510 megawatt, Sawalkot 1,856 megawatt, Uri 1 stage 2, 240 megawatt, Zulasti stage 2, 260 megawatt, Kirthi 2, 930 megawatt, and Dugar project 500 megawatt, which are at different stages of clearances. In respect of hydroelectric projects in Nepal, DPR preparation is under progress of 4,750 megawatt West Shakti project, and the inception report submitted by NHC has been accepted by Investment Board of Nepal in respect of 450 megawatt Shakti River 6 hydroelectric project. Further, an MOU has been signed with Vidyut Utpadan Company Limited of Nepal on 1st June 23 for development of Phukat Karnali hydroelectric project 480 MW in Nepal. PPAs for all under construction projects of NHPC, including its subsidiaries, have been signed. Our consent has been received from the DISCOMs for the same. In respect of 1000 MW capacity solar power project, the work is progressing very well in respect of 300 megawatt project in Bikaner, Rajasthan, and land acquisition is in progress in respect of 600 megawatt project in Gujarat and 100 megawatt project in Andhra Pradesh. NHC is also exploring to develop pumped storage projects in the state of Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, and Maharashtra. Following progress has been achieved by the NHPC in PSP so far. In Madhya Pradesh, Government of Madhya Pradesh has already allocated the Idrasagar Omkareswar 525 MW PSP to our subsidiary company, that is NHDC, on 7th June 23, and PFR has been submitted by NHDC to Central Electricity Authority on 13th June 23. Further, PFR of Tekwa 2, pump storage project of 800 MW, has also been submitted to Government of MP and CA. In Maharashtra, MOU has been signed with Department of Energy, Government of Maharashtra on 6 June 23 for the development of pump storage schemes and other renewable energy source projects in the state of Maharashtra. The MOU ensures development of 4 pump storage projects aggregating to 7,350 MW, namely Kalu of 1,150 MW, Savitri 2,250 MW, Jalaund 2,400 MW, and Kangadi of 1,550 MW, and other renewable energy source projects in the state. PFR of Savitri PSP has been submitted to Government of Maharashtra and CA on 11th and 20th September 23 respectively, and preparation of PFR of other 3 PSPs are under process. In Odisha, MOU has been signed between NHPC and Government of Odisha through Vidco Limited on 23 June 23 for development of pump storage projects and renewable energy in the state of Odisha. The MOU envisages setting up of self-identified pump storage projects of at least 2000 megawatt and setting up of renewable energy projects which consists ground-mounted as well as floating solar projects of 1,000 megawatt or above in the state. In Andhra Pradesh, MOU has already been signed between Government of Andhra Pradesh and NHC on 4th March 23 for investment for development of 2,000 megawatt PSPs in Andhra Pradesh in joint venture mode. In line with the above MOU, NHPC signed an MOU on 23rd August 2023 with Andhra Pradesh Power Generation Corporation Limited for implementation of pumped hydro storage projects and renewable energy projects under joint venture mode of in Andhra Pradesh. The MOU envisages implementation of two identified pumped storage projects, namely Kamala Padu 950 MW and Yaganti 1000 MW TSP in the first phase. This is all from my side. Now the forum is open for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The first question is on the line of Marcel Lewis, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, can you please advise that how much is our renewable portfolio? Currently, how much project we are executing, how much is already live, and what's our vision for the next 2 years, for example, by the end of fiscal year
24-25? As of now, we have commissioned only two renewable energy projects, one 50 megawatt one solar project and another 50 megawatt wind power project. And we are in the process of construction of 1000 megawatt solar project as of now, and in at our own balance sheet, and 65 megawatt is being developed in one of our subsidiary companies, that is Bundelkhand. Another 88 megawatt is being developed in our another subsidiary, that is NHDC. And we have just won a bid of 200 megawatt in Gujarat. So this is our portfolio as of now, which is under construction in renewable sphere. And we are not much aggressive on renewable energy front. So we are basically hydro company, but keeping 12% at least 12% ROE, we will be taking solar or wind projects. Otherwise, we will not take up solar or wind project.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishna Thakkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
This regarding the, my question is regarding the dip in development this quarter. Can you please explain?
Sorry to interrupt, Krishna. Sir, your audio was not clear.
My question is regarding the dip in revenue in this quarter.
Dip in revenue?
Yeah.
So our generation during this quarter was 9,010 million units against 10,138 million units in corresponding previous quarter. So it was down by 1,128 megawatts
million units.
That's why our revenue was lower in the current quarter, second quarter of current year.
Okay.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and want to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Marcel Lewis, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Can you please advise regarding our portfolio of hydro? How much capacity is already live? How much capacity we are in the education mode, and how much is, for example, in the pipeline for which the project is not yet awarded, And then can you also give, for example, what is the this like cost of project or cost of funds? Sorry, like total project like cost how much? And then whether everything is tied up or not?
Mr. Lewis, we have already commissioned 6,971 megawatt in hydro, and we are in the execution process for just a minute. We are likely to commission our Power 3 to of 800 megawatt and Rangit 4 120 megawatt in FY 24-25, and 2000 megawatt will be added in FY 25-26 by commissioning our Subansiri Lower project, and in Subansiri Lower project 2000 megawatt and 624 Kiru project also in FY 25-26. In 26-27 we will be commissioning Pakkajhol 1000 megawatt, Kawar 540 megawatt, Ratle 850 megawatt, and Tista 6500 megawatt. And thereafter in hydro we will commission our Dibang project of 2880 megawatt in 2031-32. So by end of 31-32 our total installed capacity in hydro will be 16285 megawatt.
And sir, how much is the existing capacity?
Existing is 6,971 megawatt of hydro.
And how much we are going to install during the current year, 23-24, 24-25? Remaining, like you can say, like, remaining two quarters and 24-25.
By March end, we will be commissioning two units of Subansiri, but revenue will come in next
No problem. I just want to know about the megawatts. So how much more megawatts you will commission during this
end of March 24, we will be commissioning 500 megawatt in respect of Subansiri Lower project, and rest units will come in FY 25-26.
So 24-25, how much you will commission 24-25?
By end of 24-25, we will be commissioning
920.
Around 2500 megawatt.
So means other than this, for 25-26 you said 2001 and 6441. So that is separate.
This consists 800 megawatt Power 3 to 120 Ragit 4 and 6 unit of Subansiri. 6 unit means 1500 megawatt.
Okay, fine.
So 1500,
okay.
800 and 120, it will be around 2420.
Okay, sir. And then, sir, what about this, the cost of funds, like the entire funding is tied up, or like, do you see any, for example, let's take one more question. So, for example, the project under execution, which will be commissioned during 2024-25, 2025-26, whether the entire required project cost has been sanctioned?
As per CRC regulation, our funding pattern is 70-30. 70 is debt and 30 is from our internal accruals. Equity part. So we raise loans on our balance sheet strength, and there is no issue of financing. We have complete tied up for loan part, and we have sufficient internal accruals for infusing equity part. So there equity is part. No issue of funding.
So sir, regarding, because see, now we need to go very fine tune our course. So yes. Since you have got many projects in the hand, so are you able to secure some better interest rate or not, for the new loan you are getting?
We are raising loan at the cheapest rate. Recently, we have raised 2,000 crore loan at the rate of 7.54% per year, and that is variable. And we are keeping clause regarding repayment at any time without any prepayment charges. So raise the loan at cheapest rate in market.
What rate did you say, sir? Little bit of disturbance, I couldn't hear. What was the interest rate?
The interest rate is 7.54%.
Oh, very good, very good, very good, beautiful. Achha, and then this, other than this,
sorry,
any cost escalation? Any cost escalation? Just let me finish, 30 minutes, 1 second.
Cost escalation is generally passed through in the tariff.
Okay, very good, sir, very good. So one suggestion. Sir, your PPT is not available in the stock exchange. since you are such a big company having, you know, such thousands of megawatt of like power project, I think PPT if you can give, we can get all information on PPT, sir.
Yeah, so basically PPT is available at our website nhpc.co.in. Even for 10 years, you can, you know, access those PPT.
Sir, I tried, every time we are trying, it's not very user-friendly also. So what is the harm if you can send one PPT copy?
No issue. We have been sharing with VSC, NSC also, and this time also we'll share. Don't worry.
No, I am saying please share this before the commencement of
annual. We have noted your suggestion and it will be done.
Immediately after con call, we share.
Not after con call, you must do before it so that we can read it and then we can ask only
the question. Okay, noted, please.
Noted.
Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Dhruv Muchhal from HDFC AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you so much. Sir, the first question is, the levelized tariff for the two projects have increased marginally although, but have increased despite the project cost remaining the same versus what you were, you know, communicating last two quarters. So what's causing this increase?
So basically, you see, Parvati 2, it was earlier 6.14. It has been decreased now. Levelized tariff is coming around 6 rupees 9 paisa. So there is slight reduction in the capital cost of Parvati 2.
It's 6.9. I thought it is 6.9. It is 6.09. Okay.
6.09. And Subansiri, we have been sharing at the same level. So there is no much change in Subansiri.
And so the second question is the unfortunate thing with Teesta 6, I think now. So you have already spent 2,900 crores and I think a large part of that you'll have to reconstruct is what our basic understanding is. So do you get the whole amount from insurance company or how does this work?
Mr. Dhruv, there is no loss to our already constructed part of the project. Only loss is in shape of filling of debris in the our reservoir, our tunnel, are working out of our one of the stores. So there is not much loss. We estimate the loss at around 250 crore and it is fully insured through our contractor's all risk policy.
Okay, so the full loss of 250 is insured.
Yes, you
will recover that amount.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the last question is on the MAT credit. So you have a negative tax amount this quarter.
Yes.
So does it lead to a benefit on PAT or it becomes a pass-through in tariff?
It will be in the benefit through PAT. It is MAT is pertains to NSP only. It is not a pass-through to beneficiaries.
Okay. So because, but I thought whatever tax it affect, you have to ultimately get effective tax, so it does not become a pass-through in tariff.
Generally, MAT credit or any tax item is pass-through in the tariff, but the period, tariff period for 914, there was a clause that whatever tax you have taken, that is final. So in 914 period, we had paid higher tax and that's why we had paid higher tax in shape of MAT. That's why we are able to recognize MAT credit and taking benefit of that.
Okay. Probably I'll understand this better, sir, from you later. Thank you so much and all the best. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Khanna from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
I have my questions answered. It was on the MAT credit only. It's been answered. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is in the line of Abhineet Anand from Kriti Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just on the pump storage hydro, any of the projects where elementary study has been done and what tariff does it imply?
We have prepared our PFR for Indira Sagar Hukarishal project. And the tentative tariff which is coming is around, for generation tariff it is coming around 5 rupees per unit. And the pumping cost will be additional.
What that number could be, sir?
You can take 2 rupees 75 paisa maximum.
So effectively the overall tariff will be anywhere like
8 rupees.
8 rupees odd.
8 rupees.
And this is for what period, sir? I mean, for 4 hours, is how, what is there something of that sort?
Six hours.
6 hours of peaking.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. That was my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavish Patel from Patel Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and good performance. My question is about confirmation on our cost of equity. We expect in terms of the return on the equity around 12% or so. And the second part is overall general La Nina condition. Do we expect similar situation even next year? And will that impact our generation? In case you can answer, that will be good. Thank you.
Yeah, certainly. So you see, if you look at the cost of equity of the company, so that is basically, you know, your perspective, how much, you know, what you call the market rate of return. If you take 10 years, 15 years, so that accordingly, it will vary. Accordingly, if you consider 5 years beta or 1 year beta, so accordingly, it will vary. But broadly, I can share with you, the cost of equity broadly, you can consider about 12%, you know.
Okay. Thank you. And about La Nina condition, because people are expecting that even next year, the water, the rain might be lesser. So will that impact our generation like it has done this year?
Yeah, so if you look at the design energy is, you know, designed in such a way, so it, in any particular financial year, we are not able to achieve the design energy. There is a provision in CRC regulation to claim shortfall of energy also. So if generation is not more than design energy, certainly there will be loss of incentive. So broadly, whatever return on equity we are, you know, earning as of now, which is broadly 16 to 16.5%, and if you add on incentive, that goes up to 19 to 20% also. So in case of water availability is an issue, that much return on equity cannot be achieved, but 16.5% you can, so kind of insulated return you can say.
All right, that helps. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rupesh Sankhe. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, a couple of questions from my side. Firstly, sir, in the last 2 quarters, our incentive income is almost nil. So how do you see the incentive incomes in the coming quarters? Because we do see that availability factor will be lower than the last 2Q FY23. That was the first question. And secondly, sir, now we have a huge pipeline on the renewable energy side, as well as the hydro projects, pump hydro storage. So how do you see the equity contribution? Are we comfortable position to have for a equity contribution, or we need to have some equity dilution going ahead?
Yeah, so first question regarding incentive, Rupesh, we have been sharing that, you know, the accounting, or you can say method of recognition of incentive, has been changed. Earlier we used to, you know, recognize the PF incentive also on monthly basis. So we found that in later half of the year, when PF is basically lower than the, even, you know, the trend of PF in first 6 months, so negative numbers even goes in negative. So that does not show the true picture of the, you know, incentive number. So that is the reason we changed our accounting. Now we will start recognizing incentive income. Definitely incentive income would be there depending upon our actual PF. So definitely incentive income would be there, but that will come, you know, in second half year of the financial year, because in first half year our focus is on recovery of capacity charges first. In the same line, but if you remember earlier, we used to recognize even secondary energy also simultaneously, but we changed it once design energy achieved for a power station, then we started recovering what you call secondary energy. So in the similar line, now accounting for incentive, PF incentive is also being changed. And coming, yeah, are you clear with that? Rupesh, are you getting me?
Yes, sir. On the CapEx side,
Yeah. Now, CapEx side, you see, as of now, our average CapEx is in the range of 8,000 crore-10,000 crore, right? It is on consolidated basis. And in most of our projects under subsidiaries, like we have already contributed 100% equity in Teesta 6, 100% equity in Rangit 4, 100% equity in Pakal Dur, Kiru. So going forward, our equity contribution in our subsidiary companies are not much. Even at a standalone level, if you look at the equity requirement, it will vary between 2,500 crore-3,000 crore max. That much equity is freely available with NHPC even after having discharged the obligation of repayment of loan and dividend distribution to the shareholders. So NHPC is quite comfortable so far equity component is concerned.
Okay, sir. Sir, on the pumped hydro storage that JV we have formed with Andhra Pradesh, how will be the economics there in terms of return on equity?
Return on equity will be as per hydro projects only, and it will be 16.5%.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We'll move to the next question. That is on the line of Mohit Surana from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My question is more general and related to realizations. In years when we have generation more than the design capacity, the extra energy that we produce, does that go at the same realization, at the same average selling price set by the regulator, I mean the tariff, or the tariff would be very low for the extra generation?
No, no. Secondary energy, which is beyond the design energy, it goes at the rate of maximum 1.20 rupees per unit, or the energy charges, which is lower. So it is not the same rate.
So you said 1.20 rupees per unit?
Maximum.
Understood.
If energy charges are lower, then it will be at the rate of energy charges only.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe for his closing comments.
Yeah. So we thank NHPC management for giving us an opportunity to host this call. We also thank all the investors and analysts for joining this call. And happy Diwali to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rupesh, and happy Diwali to you and all the investor community. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Elara Securities, I conclude this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you so much.